So we're starting a new inyan a little bit, but it's connected to the previous inyan. Is the inyan of Yerusha, how to distribute the Yerusha properly. Now, first of all,
can you head to the last inyan?
Well, how
suing the doctors when
that was that? Yeah, no. The general inyan that we're talking about is how does the secular law, secular documentation, affect halacha? So one of the things that we kept on to bring it up was Yerusha, that the Rashba was very busy with this, that you can't go against the halacha of the Torah, Dina Demachusa Dina, the issue of Dina Demachusa Dina when it comes to Yerusha. That means that, let's say, without stipulating anything, there's one son, one daughter, and the daughter wants to go to court as an estate claim on the Yerusha, and since there was no Yerusha, the son says, it's mine. And the halacha is that if the daughter takes it out in court, it's gezel. It's gezel. There's no heter in that. It's gezel. So lemaisa,
secular court.
I'm saying you went to secular court.
Jewish court.
So therefore, as a hemshach to that, is that a lot of people won't be happy. Either parents who know that halachically the daughter won't get anything. Won't want that. They want their daughters to get as well. And even if they don't want the daughters to get, but the daughter wants to get, and they know that if since the daughter wants to get, they're going to fight, so the parents don't want the kids to fight. So therefore, hagufa is a reason why a person wouldn't want necessarily to just leave it as the din Torah. There was people who, people of big Bali Madrega that wanted that, no, the whole Yerusha should go up din Torah, but their kids weren't as big Bali Madrega as they were.
Yeah.
So therefore, there was fighting.
Yeah.
So
the daughter.
Right, right. Or the son-in-law.
Right, exactly. The real thing is the son-in-law. We know that.
Right.
Because whatever the daughter gets, the son-in-law.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So Memela, there was already a takana from Amish, the Yamim Kadmoinim, what's called the Shtar Chatzi Zohar, is that it was kimat mekubal in most places, is that they would give the daughter a shtar chatzi zachar, that she would get a portion. It wouldn't be mamish like the rest of them, but it would get a portion. So anyway, this is already an old issue. It's not a new shaila. Okay? So now the memela, the davar chachma here, is that a person should be royas anoylad and address the issues of halacha, that it shouldn't be that the one person's going to decide, I want to follow halacha, another person's going to say, I want to go to civil court, this is going to end up being a fight. It shall be spoken out that even those that want to follow halacha, the tzava, the will of the person, is niskayim, and it's done the way that they would want to avoid fighting later, and to be mekayim as much of the, but at the same time, to still be mekayim, the ratzon ha-Torah, in the seder of the Yerusha. So obviously, if the Torah sets up a Seder Yerusha, that means that that's really the Ratzon of the Torah. That's the important thing. So we don't want to be mevatel that legamri. At the same time, we want to keep shalom between people, and we want everything to happen. So therefore, there's this sugya is a hemshach in the previous in the sense that you're writing a shtar, you're writing a document, and the document is against halacha. And the question is how to word it, how to do the kinyan in such that it should reflect both the halacha and it should be valid in court and it should be and it should make everyone happy. Okay, so this is the inyan. This is why we're learning this inyan. It's a little bit of a hemshach to it, and it's a very nageah and common and complicated topic. So we're going to start with the basic fundamental principles behind everything, and then eventually we'll get into what's lemaisa done. But what's lemaisa done is going to take us a while to get to, so a few weeks just to understand what are the basic principles over here. So the basic principle is brought down in the Mishnah in Baba Basra, Kuflam and Gimel and Beis, which we brought down over here. It says, "Akoisev es nechasov la'achirim." If a person writes away all of his nechasim to other people other than his children, v'hiniach es banav, and he doesn't give anything to his child. So here, clearly we're talking about that he gives away everything. Masha asa asui. It works. He made a kinyan. It works. Now what the mechanism of this kinyan is complicated. Did he give it, if he gave it mechayim, it's one thing. Did he give it lachar misa? If you get lachar misa, has a chal, it's a gift. It's complicated exactly what we're talking about, but let's leave the hilchos kinyanim out for a minute. for now. Masha also, so it works. Ella, however, and here's the key, ain ruach chachamim noicha emenu. The chachamim are not happy with the person. This is not the rotzon of the chachamim, that a person should give away all of their money and be maver and take away the yerusha from the child. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel says a caveat, no. Im lo ha yubanav noigim kishura zochel latoiv. If his children are not behaving properly, then zochel latoiv for karet, let him do it. And he could do it.
Nothing.
Yeah. Now, the Gemara asks, this is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's chiddush.
Right.
Does the Tanakhama agree to this? Now, before we get to that, the etzem yisoid that the Mishnah puts down is that ein racham noichemenu. Where does this come from? Why is the chacham not noichemenu? So this is what we're going to call is havaras nachala. Havaras nachala means you're being maver, you're passing the nachala away from the person who's supposed to get to it. And there's a pasuk in the Chumash. Chumash anywhere? So the sitter there. Any sitter has it. So the pasuk's in the beginning of Kiseitze, Shkoyach. The pasuk's in the beginning of Kiseitze, and it's also good. And it says over there that kiel ish shnei nashim. If a person has two wives, achas ahuva v'achas snua, v'yodu ulbonim ahuva v'asnua, v'yah ben abochor lasnua. So it says, "V'haya biyam hanchilo yasbona v'isa sheyieloi lo yuchal levaker." He can't give to one over the other. Ki has ben avzchunu yaker. So this is the din. It says, "Lo yuchal levaker biyam hanchilo yasbona." You can't go and be maver the nachla away from one of the children to give to the other, since they're both his children. So you're not allowed to give away from one to the other, and that's the yisoid here. You're over alav, but it works. But ein ruach chacham noicha emenu.
So why does it work?
It works. The Rashbam even says, someone else asked me that. The Rashbam even says it's poshut that it works, not even a chiddush that it works.
So by ribbis, we say it doesn't work. It's not a concept of ribbis.
It works. It works. You have to forget. I mean, you owe it. But.
You're over the lab, but you day with the person God.
Yeah.
The son of one wife over another wife.
But it's one yerush over the other yerush.
The difference would be that the brothers will take care of each other, half brothers won't.
No, that's not the point. The point is that you're taking away the Yerusha from one of the children.
And the one that he did is the
Bechor. Now the Pasuk, the Gemara.
One is the Bechor. That's the Bechor.
Yeah.
Right.
So this. Why does the Torah let it work?
Wait, you want to know the Sugya of Yavad Leimahani and all that?
I don't know. What the Sugya? Is that the Sugya?
No.
It should work.
It seems like it works. That's Pasha, because you did a Kenyan. You did a fire.
Yeah. It's just the Chachamah that don't like
the Kenyan. It's not fine. I mean, the Chachamah expressing the Ratzon of the Torah is not to do it this way.
Kenyan is called what?
Well, whenever it was called. That's why I said I don't want to get involved in the Kenyan. The Kenyan works and it's maver the nachla. The Kenyan works, it's maver the nachla, and then it takes away from the Yarshim.
Right.
Now we'll get involved in that a little bit. So the Gemara asks a question, Yiboyalumi, plea your abana lady b'shim gamliel loy. The Gemara wants to know, what are the we passing the Chacham, not like b'shim gamliel. So according to the Chacham, if the son is not kishura, the son does not behave properly, do they agree to b'shim gamliel that you're allowed to be maver? Or do they say, no, even in that case, it's not racham noichemenu? So the Gemara brings a story, Tashma, I'll read it quickly because I went through it. But I'll try to go quickly. Yosef ben Yezer Hayula Benchla Hayunai Kishur. He had a child that wasn't properly behaved. Havale Ilusa de dinner. He had a certain measurement of dinner. Come Akdashay. And he was Makdash the money. Also Nosef Basgado. This son went and married the child of the person who would make the clothing for Yanai Malka. Oilida de Visu Zavanla Benisa. So he bought her a fish, Kara, he opened the fish. Ashkach bar Margalisa, he found a diamond inside the fish. Amra Leila, Tematia Lamalka. Don't bring it to the king, because the king, you're going to bring it to the king and say, wow, you know, my father could really use this for something beautiful for you, and you want to purchase it. So they said, well, yeah, he's not going to give you a good price. The king is going to run cheap.
Right.
Rather, you should go to Hekdesh and give it to Hekdesh. Amra Leila, Ela L'Shemua Inu. No, before that. Amte l'gabi gizbari, bring it to the gizbar of Hekdesh, v'lotishayimu at, and you don't measure it. Damri yasa l'gavai kim yisrasa l'hadid, because then the whole thing would become Kaddish. Elo l'shayimu inu, let the Hekdesh evaluate it. Amte, so he did that. Shamu b'tleisa ilotha the dinri. So they measured it in 13 of these measurements, of 13 bags of silver. Amri lay, so Hekdesh told him, Sheva ika, we have 7 in our account, and we could pay 7 for this stone, but the other 6, just like we can't afford the last 6. It's cost 13. Amalu, fine. Sheva havlu, whatever you have, give me. Shis harein mukdashas hashemayim. I'll donate the other six. Amdu v'kasu. So they wrote, the chacham, when they recorded the story, Yosef ben Yehezer, hichnes achas. Yosef ben Yehezer was makdash one. Ubenoi hichnes sheish. And his son brought in six. So,
seems like pretty good.
What?
Nice. Would he have gotten 10 from the king?
Yeah, so the point of the story, I just remember how the Rishonim explain it.
So he says he's a nice person. He said he doesn't do a keshura, but he was doing even, look, he brought in six. His father only brought in one. So it's not his
name. What?
He did shuva.
Yeah.
His son was makdish six coins, right. So that the Hekdish would have money to pay him?
No, he was makdish the whole value of the stone.
What's that?
The way the Rashbam learns the story is that... You see that since he was not Reis Ben Yezer did the right thing. The son was not knowing Kashura, and he was makdish the money away from his son. And you see that it helped that son did tshuva eventually, that the son donated the whole entire value of the stone. He got seven, not the whole value, the remaining value. He got seven, but the remaining value he donated, and therefore he was noyeg kishura. He ended up, doing tshuva. So the lesson that he learned, it worked. The father taught him a lesson that he should be noyeg more kishura. That's what the Gemara. Fine. Then the Gemara brings another version that we have no raya. Right. We could skip down, and the Gemara says, "My hava Allah."
So what's the final thing?
Yeah, it's the 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the sixth line from the bottom of the thin lines. My hava Allah. So what's the maskana? Toshma. The Amalei Shmuel of Yehuda. Shinina. Letahavi bey avuri achsanta. Don't be from those people who are mavir the nachala. Vafilu mi bara bisha lebara toyava. Vakoshke mi bara lebarta. So Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, listen, do not be from those people that are mavir the nachala, even from a bad son to a good son. And kol shekhen from a son to a daughter. So then the point is, you see from the Gemara, the maskana is that the chachamim hold that even a bad son to a good son, you can't be mavir. So you can't be mavir the nachla b'chlal. Right. It's always...
Give always to your children.
It's always... it's always ein ruach chachamim noicha hemenu. It's always ein ruach chachamim noicha hemenu. If to disagreeing with... What? So no, they just... In other words, they disagree with the Rosh Hashanah and Gamliel.
Right.
So this is the maskana of this Gemara. Now, Lamaisa, there's a few things that we have to clear about. Okay. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to be ma'aver the nachla. Okay. And this Gemara, if you go to the pamphlet page, we're going to skip a little bit. Okay. We're going to skip the next Gemara Kesuvos for now. We'll come back to it later. Page 5. This Gemara is brought down in the Tor. It says, "Hanoisei nechasav la'acherim v'hiniach banim." If you give away all your money, afapish shemasha asa asui, even though it works, v'zocha makabel, ein ruach chachamim noicha hemenu lahavir hanachla afilum ein ayershim noigin kishura. It doesn't work. It works, but it's ein noigin. It's
not proper.
It's not proper. Umidas chasidus, and there's a midas chasidus shelo yoid v'lo yiyeh shum adam choshev b'tzavazu, and you shouldn't even be involved as an aide on it. If they ask you to testify, you shouldn't even be involved as a witness on this. Shemarvirin ha'yerusha me'ha'yerish. Afil mi she'en ha'noi kishura l'mishu chacham v'noi kishura. Even moving it from a amaret, tam chacham, you have two sons. One is more right than the other. Still, you shouldn't be ma'aver the nachal, and you shouldn't even be an aid on it. Rebbe Sinz al amr shleishana adam leben b'yid ebonim, like you find by Yosef and the brothers. Afil b'davar mot shloi v'l dekena. So you should never favor one child. Okay. So this is brought down on the Torah. The next page is brought down on Shulchan Aruch.
You should never favor one child to clap a...
Anything.
Next to Yerusha, but let's say...
Right, that's our context. But this Medrash is talking about Bechlal.
It's the same, but the firstborn gets Pishnayim versus someone.
That's the Torah doing it, but that's not you doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's nothing to do with
still within the realms of the Torah.
Yeah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings this down, page 6. Kol Anoisin Nechasav La'acherim. If you give away your money...
Strangers, not to your children.
Even though the Yerushim are not Noi Keshura, it's not the proper thing to give away your money and not leave anything for the Yerushim. The Maisa, it works. Like we said, you shouldn't even testify on such a, we shouldn't be a witness on such a
document,
will.
Yeah.
Now why not? I don't. Why not? Why Lamaisa can't you give away the money to a son who's not? I don't want it to go to this son that's not Noye Keshura.
Right.
So in the Sma he brings, it's underlined, right hand column. Mishum Dulayadin and Maizara Yoitse Mimenu. Because in a Khanami, you're gonna give it to him. Maybe his kids are gonna be good.
So King Chizkiyah type of thing. Similar kind of.
I don't know about that. But the point is, the point is in Chami, right now this brother is a bigger Talmud Chacham than this brother, but maybe the nephew is going to be a bigger Talmud Chacham than the brother.
And he will.
And Mela, since you don't know where the money's going to end up, Le'adina Maizara Yotzimim, you can't write him off Lagamu. Lamaisa, what comes very Negea is if one of the brothers mamish off the Derech Lagamu. If one of the brothers is Machal Shabbos for Hesia, or he's not from at all, and let's say he has kids that even married Goyim, so Rav Moshe had a tshuva about this, that there was one brother was Tam Chacham, the other brother was totally off the derech, and that other brother's kids, some of them even married Goyim. So
you don't know about the grandchildren, though.
What?
We still don't know.
And maybe they're not even right? The grandkids may not even be Jewish from that one.
We don't know.
So Rav Moshe Lamaisa says, if you look on page 14.
14.
All right. Well, no, I'm not saying they're not Yerush, but I'm saying, are you allowed to be Maver the Nachla from them? So on page 14, Rav Moshe.
All depends on what Noye Keshura.
What's the definition, Noye Keshura?
No, even if he's not Noye Keshura, it's still in Racham Noye Chemenu, because Yotze Benin Delay Mal, maybe he's going to have some kids.
Or grandkids.
But Ramosh is
asking against Rav Shimon Vagamiel.
Yeah, we pass it to Chacham.
It's a machlokas.
Yeah, that was the maskana of the Gemara. The maskana was, is a machlokas, and that's a Chacham of Paskin. But I'm saying, maybe is there a point where he crossed the threshold that at this point,
even the Chacham and Bimod.
Yeah. So he says over here, in Ois Gimel, page 14, Ois Gimel.
No.
Vhine, bevinin de loy mali poshut. You see where I am on the left column, Ois Gimel.
Yeah.
So he says, page 14. Hine bevinin de loy mali poshut shehurak vebra bisha ba'alma. He's not so good. Deinu zar kol kach be mitzvus. Avumamin b'Hashem. But he's a maimin. Over terasa umechanech es bonav. And he sends his kids to Jewish school. Alachas b'teras Hashem. Lishmar mitzvaysav. Shebezei yesh vaday sofik.
Don't know.
He's a moser. Fine. It's terrible. But so the kids won't be a moser. Someone who's a mummer, Shagam mumrim l'Shabbos ulechol haTorah nafik ben shomer haTorah.
Somebody could still be.
Vaday hu rak mutually motzi ve'in lachrus l'zeh. So basically, he says if the kids, if the parent and the father's mamash mechal Shabbos for Hesed and he's a mumer and he's not maimin haTorah at all and he doesn't send his kids to school to Jewish school and he's not mechanech his kids derech haTorah at all, there's no suffix. There's no reason for us to assume maybe he's going to have good kids. Why should he have good kids for? Oh, maybe a nes could happen.
Huh?
For Kazid, that it doesn't happen. It's a mitzvah and a matzah.
He says it's rare. Very rare. He said it's possible, but not probable.
What happens all the time?
Statistics.
That eventually somebody turns around and comes back.
It could be.
You're not mechayiv to be choshish.
That's what he's saying. You don't have to worry about it.
So it doesn't happen all the time.
Most of the time, what happens?
It's rare.
Become
worse than the third.
So Moshe says. No, I don't know if we're talking about Mumar.
He says Mumar.
I know, but here is not the point. The point is, he's going to have good kids. And you're not from person. Why would they have good kids?
One can never foretell what the kids are going to be like.
It depends. What goes into this? If they have no shyness.
Even Yishmael got a bracha. If we don't down somebody now.
The point is, you have to know what Chazal meant. Chazal say that it's ein racham noichemenu. It's not us. It's ein racham noichemenu. And why? Even though there's a Tana in the Mishnah that says you're allowed to do lechatchila. So we argue with the Tana and we say you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it even though one of them is not noikashura. Okay, the Sma says the reason for that is because Mistama, we have to be choishish that maybe his kids will be good. You don't have to be choishish that the grandkids in six generations from now, one person will be a Baal Tshuva. Dr. Marsha, that's not what we're talking about. The reason the Chacham argues for the children of this guy, that his kids, he's being mechanech them to grow up in Torah. So these kids were the grandkids and right that we see in front of us. To be choishish for a Siyata Shmaya's Chusavis for 16 generations ago, that wouldn't have to be choishish. That's what Ramosha is saying. And there, either Chacham or Mamaskim.
So therefore,
Ramosha said,
"Kids are not Jewish." Therefore,
it's totally right. So therefore, Ramosha says, "You're allowed to be maver the nachla, b'chiyagavna, that the other kids, you don't have to be choishish that they're gonna. So you're allowed to be maver the nachla." Okay.
Does he say later on about being married to the children married to goyim?
Yeah, he talks about that also. Yeah.
Because we didn't get there yet, he's already saying it.
What? That's what he says the mice at the end. You want to go all the way to the end. He says, like 10 lines up from the bottom, the second word from the end of the line. He says, V'ayim b'chasam soifer, sh'gam kin mefarish bar abisha sh'ena mumer, el abisha ba'amah shu ena zar kokach b'mitzvah, so sh'ena noe kovid ba'aviv. Mashma de mumer mutter lahavir nachla, o mashakasa sham b'masar, ma'amasa nat, maybe not. Avol inyan avar snachla posha sh'mutter lahavir, even from an, avol ben mumer, the three lines from the bottom, l'chal shabasas v'yisuri atarish, in a mechanach is born of l'kuli alma mutter lahavir nachla mimenu.
So you're
allowed to. We're not talking about what you should do. We're talking about what you're allowed to do. Okay. So this is the halacha that for the most part you're not allowed to be maver the nachla away from the proper yorshim, and the yorshim have to get the nachla. And memela, even if the ben is noy kishura. Not as long as it's pretty much on the derech in the general ballpark, it's mutter. Okay. Now there's two big shilas that we have to address. One we'll probably get to this week. One we're not going to get to this week. One is you're not allowed to be maver the nachla. So what about first of all, partially? Can you be maver part of the nachla?
Yeah.
Can you, the whole entire thing, the point is that as you follow, any time that you deviate a little bit from the Ratzon HaTorah that's being over this din of Ein Racham Noichemenu, what does it mean? You can't be maver the entire nachla, because it says v'hiniach es banav. Maybe that's mashma, you didn't leave the children with anything. But if you leave the children with something, maybe there's no problem. Maybe the ikar problem is to take away everything. If you leave the kids with something, so is that mutter? That's number one question. This is a very common eitza for this.
Right, there's one way out.
And the other issue is that if he gives the money away before, a guy's a rich guy, he gives away a lot of stuff. Hey, what I'm saying, you're putting your name on that building, well, your kids aren't going to get the money.
Yeah, you're allowed to give all your money to the kol before you.
Yes, you can.
You're allowed to give all your money to the kol.
So why is that being maver nachla?
Why? Because it's not
until you die, it's not.
The point is, when you're giving it when you're alive, it's not nachla.
I'm glad you don't argue.
Yeah. So
you know how the rabbi is going to rule.
No. So. Okay. So exactly. So it sounds like from the Gemara. Well, I don't know if it's mam. I don't know if it's mamash mechayim. But.
There is a process.
Maybe he did it. That Shmichal Akhomis or whatever. It's not clear.
Yeah, but your money.
Both of these shilohs become clear in the Gemara Ksuvis. So we're going to start the Gemara Ksuvis now. But the Chasam Sofer has a famous tshuva, and we're going to see later that there's three basic shittas on this. There's the shita of Ramosha, there's the shita of the Chasam Sofer, there's the shita of the Pische Tshuva. So there's three shittas about this, and we're going to see them. But they all come. One of the main issues that we have to deal with is this Gemara Ksuvis. So we're going to start the Gemara Ksuvis now. Next week, page 3.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the background of the Gemara Ksuvis, so that next week, when you learn the Gemara Ksuvis, you'll be able to learn through it. And eventually, with that, we'll be able to go into the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer and to the others. So the idea of the Gemara over here.
Papa?
Is something called the Ksuvas Benin Dichrin.
Oh, yeah, for the wife you brought in.
What?
The wife brings in her daughter or son from another marriage.
Mechaim. If you can give it Mechaim.
Yeah, give a gift for when you're alive.
So,
Predeceased, yeah.
There's a Tanai Bezdin. The Tanai Bezdin is like this. In Mishnah Ksuvas talks about something called the Ksuvas Benin Dichrin. The Ksuvas Benin Dichrin means is that he writes in there is that the girls If he dies, the girls that he has, the daughters, should be nizoin from the estate until they get married, basically. That they should get some sort of sustenance from the estate before until they get married. So the Gemara basically has a problem with this. That why isn't this a stira to the Yerusha? The Yerusha is that the brothers get it. And now all of a sudden we're making it tonight Bezdin that the girls should get it. So why isn't it... Okay, so you're saying that really the getter is you're being mechayev the brothers to support them.
And they get the property.
So I'm just saying that's the context of the sugya over here. Maybe that's the answer, but that's the context of the sugya. So there's a mice over here in the Gemara. Let's read this mice together, and then next week we'll go through it again. But Papa Yasik lay, it's three lines from the bottom, I marked off the Gemara. But Papa Yasik lay lebre be'asa surah. Rav Papa married off his daughter to the house, to the daughter of Abba Surah. Also lemichtav laksuvasa. So he went in, Rav Papa went into the mechutin to write the ksuva. And apparently he was going to ask for quite a bit of money for the shidduch, for the daughter. Nothing to do benindach, and this is time for the dowry. So Shama Yehuda Bar Meremer. So Yehuda Bar Meremer heard about that. This he was going to go in. Nafak Asa. So he came out and he came out to greet Rav Papa. Asa Ischazile Kimatu Lepischa Hava Kamifter Mine. So he was going in the door. He's coming out of the door. Amalei Neil Mar Bahadoi. So Rav Papa said to Yehuda Bar Meremer, "Why don't you come in with me? I'm about to write the ksuva. Maybe you come in. You'll be an aide or whatever. You'll come in and you'll
participate."
Yeah. So Chazi de lava nichale. Rashi says, "Rav Papa saw that Yehuda did not want to come in." Amarle, my daitach. Why you? What's wrong? Mishum de Amarle Shmuel of Yehuda. Are you concerned with this that Shmuel told of Yehuda? Shinna lo tahave bavur achsanta. I feel me barabisha le baratova. You shouldn't take away the loyadia myzar enough with me. No, it's the Gemara. It's not even the Sma. Because you don't know which children he's going to get. So are you worried that I'm coming in to ask for a big dowry and basically I'm grabbing away the future Yerusha? Is that your problem? You don't want to be involved in that? So don't worry about that, because Hainami Takanta Durabonani. This is also Takana Durabonan. Dom Rab Yoichan Mashim Ben Yochai. Amr Alay, that because it's a Takana Durabonani, you're supposed to do it this way. Amr Alay, Hani Mila Midaite. That's if he wants to do it.
Who wants to do what?
That's if the father wants to give his daughter extra money, fine, he's allowed to do it. But lasuye nami, you're forcing him. You're saying, I'm going to do the shidduch if you give me this much money.
So you're making
that already. The takana d'rabbanan is the father's allowed to give as much money he wants to the daughter, because that way the daughter will be kaftul ezvin, the people will want to get married to her. Right. But fine, but now you're forcing him to give you, that I'm not masking.
So he's asking Hashem with Papa.
Yeah.
Right, so there's a reason why I'm here not, right?
I put the mark in the wrong place. Did I tell you to come and force him? I'm saying you come and participate, that's all. You don't have to come and force him to sign whatever he's not, whatever he doesn't want to sign. I'm not asking you to come in and force him to sign. But Yehuda Bar Meir told him, Mali Didi, if I come in, Hainu Asiye. That's right, basically that, forcing him.
I'm
not going to be cheap. If I'm there, he's going to want to write a big suva. So I know that me coming in is basically forcing him to do it. So akve v'ol ishtik ma'isa.
He did
come in and he was quiet. V'yosef savar ahahu mirtach rosach. So the mechutin thought that Yehuda Bar Meir was all upset because he wasn't saying anything. So kasve lechomai de havale.
He wrote everything.
He ended up writing, kept on writing more and more money in the ksuva. L'soif amarlei hashtanami lemishtoi mar. So then he finally said something. Like, even this is not good enough for you. So chai de mar l'shafki mi de l'nafshoi.
He left me nothing.
I didn't give anything.
It's good for fundraising.
Yeah, amarlei. Listen, if it would be up to me, I feel hanami de ksavta lo nichale. I wouldn't have even said to do anything. fine. So Amalei. So then the Mechutin said back, Hashtanami, fine. So now I changed my mind. I only did it.
Amalei.
Shavi Nafshach. Hadjon Olakam. No, I'm not saying you should be chayzer. I'm just saying that I wasn't happy with it. So this Gemara is saying is that he was, Yehuda Bar Meremer had a problem over here, that he didn't want that he should give away all of this money in the Ksuva. The Mechutin shouldn't give all this money in the Ksuva. And the Rav Papa told him, don't worry about it, because it's a Takana de Rabbanan.
You can do it.
Right? And Mamela, he clearly was going to give money, and then he was going to end up adding more and more until he ended up giving away all of his money. So you see two things from this Gemara.
You can do it.
You see, first of all, no. You see, Lachar, two things from this Gemara, which are both very schwer. One is that even partially giving away your money is a problem. Why? Because you see that what he originally was going to give, the Yidum Remeimer was not happy with. All right? And then he ended up adding more until he had nothing left. But you see that originally he was not going to give away everything. And still, Yehuda Bam Reimar said, I wasn't happy with this. I don't want you to give away anything.
So
the Chasam Sefer says, you see from this Gemara, that even partially redistributing the money, Shaloyav, not like the Seder of the Yerusha, is the problem. Because you see, Yehuda Bam Reimar.
But you see, Rav Papa was accepting he was allowed
no, because Rav Papa says it's a takana de rabbana. Because it's a ksuva. Yeah. It's a special exception over here. It's a ksuva.
So you can't use it as a raya then.
No, but I'm saying Yehuda Bar Reimer did not hold of the exception of the ksuva.
So
he held of the problem. So you see that the problem exists even if you're giving away partially your money. The reason Rav Papa did is an exception for ksuva. But luli that exception, you see, even partially giving away, even if you're leaving over money, would be a problem.
And it's
that's
not
old
right now.
That's
so
number one.
Yeah,
it's still alive. Even not giving it away, you can't spend it. You can't go out to
dinner.
You
don't
go on vacation. We need a vacation.
What are you going out to dinner?
Okay, exactly. Oh, yeah, right. So number one is, right, I'm saying,
just
the two questions we addressed are both addressed in this Gemara.
Why are you working part-time? Why don't you work full-time?
Yeah, sure.
Get a second job.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So you see two things. First of all, by the way, there's no negius here just because I'm the only son.
Oh, easy.
But the point is that you see both things from this Gemara. Number one is that you see that even partially giving away your money not away from the Yerusha is a problem of being maver the Nachala. And the second thing you see is, like you're saying, is that this was even Mechaim. You don't see here that the Mechun was about to die. And
right,
he's,
nobody's
distributing this. It sounds like he's writing a ksuva for his daughter.
It's not when he dies, though.
It's no, it's from the when he dies. No one's with the father.
Now he's giving the money.
The father's giving the money now.
Right, he's making a dowry.
You always just say, he doesn't know when he's going to die, so that Lamai says.
Okay, so we have to address both. The Minchas Yitzchak is Meirich. Maybe we'll get to it. It's at the end of it in the packet. The Minchas Yitzchak is Meirich, about 2-3 pages, trying to figure out, according to this Gemara, so how's anybody ever allowed to make a donation to a place? How's anyone allowed to spend money? Okay, obviously your basic necessities, but basically how are you allowed to spend extra money?
Right.
You know, you buy your vacation house. Are you being ma'arav the nachala? How are you allowed to do anything? How are you allowed to give away your money to tzedakah? Or something like that? And spending on yourself is a... So this is one of the big riyas. Is that... One second, let me just... So the Minchas Yitzchak is going to address this issue. The Chasam Sofer addresses it.
Right.
How to deal with this Gemara. This Gemara seems to say that even Mechaim is a problem. And you're saying that, okay, we'll start off with Kasha, that Avram Avinu seems to be, he was Maver the Nachla from Yishmael to Yitzchak. That's what you're
and he was been in there, wasn't Dichlis. It wasn't Kasher.
Adarab, he sent them away. He was Mephias then. He gave them Seamus of
okay, the Mepharshim asked this Shiloh about how was Avram allowed to do it. There's a lot of the answers given to that question. So we'll, and Mr. Shem, if you remind me, we'll start off the show with that next week, okay? Shkoyach.